Hey everybody, welcome back to the Nidus Anarchy series. I'm your host, Adam Callen, the CIO of Nidus, where we are integrating the future of identity and Web3. And today we're going to be talking about corporate layoffs, specifically in the cybersecurity area. Is this affecting you in your bank account? Are you more at risk? So today, an article came out on Fox Business News that says, is your bank account safe? Mass layoffs weaken cybersecurity across the finance sector. The short version is sure, that totally makes sense. If you're going to reduce your cybersecurity staff, then that means you're gonna have less people monitoring, less people doing pen testing, less people, you know, fixing things, patching things, more people overworked. Obviously people forget things slip. So is this gonna be happen? Yes. Is this gonna be a national pandemic where all of a sudden is this gonna be one of those things where all of a sudden every bank out there is gonna have all their accounts hacked and everything's gonna be breached and oh my gosh, run for the hills? No, it's not gonna be that bad. So yes, people are getting laid off everywhere, which is, you know, obviously that's horrible and that's going to open up security risks, but there's one easy way that pretty much every company out there could mitigate this. Documentation. If you document everything has to be done, then the next person that receives this task knows everything that has to be done. The next thing that goes with this is process and procedures. Do you have a dedicated set of processes and procedures to handle that thing that that documentation is talking about? If so, that documentation will clearly outline them so the next person that takes on this task will have that. The third thing is automation. If we automate everything, then we don't have to worry about, oh crap, did Bob forget to upgrade those certificates, you know, because they've all expired, or they expire next month, or did we insert, you know, the right keys over there, or did we spin up the new server with expired credentials, or do we have accounts, orphaned accounts provisioned everywhere of users that have all been laid off and they all have their admin access and they've never been revoked? If you have automation in place, like an identity access management system, it would automatically revoke all those accounts and disable them or delete them, whatever, as soon as that person leaves the firm, it wouldn't be an issue. So if we have documentation, we have proper process and procedures, and we have automation in place, all of this really becomes not near as much of a headache. And it really isn't like a, hey, these are the things to do in case you're planning on laying people off. This is something you should be doing all the time. Documentation always goes to the wayside, right? It's like, hurry up and get it done. And then everyone's going to ask you, well, did you get the documentation? It's like, well, of course not. Because before I even got this one done, you're already telling me I'm behind on this next thing that you need me to do. And then as soon as I start that one, I'm behind on the next one. So documentation is always the last thing that gets done. If it's done, most of the time, it's going to be just notes in a notepad of random thinkings of a developer just jotted down and then thrown into a Confluence page. Be like, hey, look, I have your documentation. And it's utterly horrible. The new thing now, since we're all doing virtual meetings, is everyone likes to document using video recordings. It's like, okay, let's all jump on a Zoom call. And then we're just going to record the Zoom call. So now we have we go through and we fix the thing, we do the things, whatever has to be done. Done. We just take that video and we upload it to some server somewhere. So now we have it. So if, hey, how do we do this? We have the video. Much better than just random notes, for sure. But not nearly as efficient, right? Because now it's like, hey, how do we do that thing? Well, where was it? Which video was it that we did that on what day 6 months ago where that problem took place? Do you have notes? Do you have a bibliography of every video and everything that happened in there? Of course you don't. You're lazy. You're just uploading the video and saying, you'll look at it later. So video is good, but you better have a note breakdown. So if you're planning on saying, hey, let's do all this thing, we're all gonna meet up to figure out a problem and we're gonna video record the whole thing, someone should be taking notes. Like, hey, at 10 minutes in, we do this. At 20 minutes in, this happens. So this way you can upload that with the video, and so then you can search for it and say, oh, well, this is the video where we went and fixed that patch for whatever. Because scrubbing through a video, like hours of video, that's had this happen to me the other day, where it's like, oh yeah, we did that in the video 3 weeks ago. I recorded it. I threw it up into the share for you. It's like, okay. I had to go through about 7 or 8 hours of video to find a 5-minute clip of where the settings were written down because that's the only place it was recorded. That is so annoying, right? So yes, videos are good, but really what you should do is get someone, just hire someone as a technical writer where all their job is to create documentation, give them the videos when you're done and say, hey, I need a documentation written from this. If you're a smaller company, like let's say you're a consulting company, you don't have, you know, the ability to hire a full-time technical writer to do all this stuff for you, there's all kinds of services. You probably get on Fiverr, virtual staff, Upwork. You could hire someone and be like, hey, look, here's a video. I need you to turn this into formal technical documentation $5-$10 later, you got the doc. Downside is, obviously, now, is there anything sensitive or pertinent that you don't want released out into the public? If so, then that's not really going to work out for you. But if it's not, if it's just something, you know, some simple things, or you can at least mask the data out or something like that, that might help you out too. But either way, get your documentation done. Don't rely on just a video recording. Don't rely on your notepad notes, because when that guy is gone, those notes are gone with them too, right? You need actual real documentation end-to-end of everything you're doing, of the process and procedures that solve that problem or perform that task. And if it's all the way, you get the full Triforce trifecta, you have that whole thing automated. So someone figured out how to do it, someone wrote it all down on how to do it, and then someone wrote the code to automate that entire process. So now it's just someone needs to manage that automated process, which is way more manageable. So hopefully this helps alleviate some of the concern with people thinking like, oh my gosh, my bank accounts are all freaking out, are going to be hacked because all these people are being laid off. It's not really the process, because a lot of these companies, they do have processes and procedures in place like that. And even then, all these systems are still monitoring your information. Is there a higher risk because this is happening? For sure. But I don't think it's a holy shit, I need to take all my money out of the bank, I can't trust the banks moment anymore. So hopefully you learned a couple of good points in here. We had a couple of good items, right, about how to not just record the video, but maybe build some notes along the sides of it, automate those processes and procedures, store them where people have. Follow these things, your lives will be a lot simpler, especially if you're going through these pain points where people are leaving your office all around you, and not just people being laid off, right? People are quitting. People are just bolting. So you should always have these things in place. If you have any questions, hit me up, adam@nitus.com. You can email me anytime. You can also drop in comments here below. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the things. We're at Nitus, I-A-M, N-Y-E-D-I-S-I-M, where we're going to talk about all things identity, Web3, and security. So feel free to subscribe so that you don't have to keep looking at us. We'll let you know when we have new podcasts out. I will talk to you guys later. Peace.